When King Huron II of the Greek city of Syracuse commissioned a certain smith to forge him a crown using one bar of gold, he hardly could have imagined that it would lead to the story of a scientific principle that we would still be talking about in the year 2021. When he received the finished product, that crown made out of one bar of gold, Huron suspected that he had been cheated, that the smith had taken some of the gold and mixed it with less valuable silver in order to pocket the remaining gold and turn a profit. So King Huron asked the now famous scientist Archimedes to do an investigation. Archimedes poured himself a bath to ponder the dilemma and filled it up to the brim. And upon entering the filled bath, water spilled out over the lip and got everywhere. Observing this, Archimedes realized that if he had taken the crown, which was supposed to be made out of one bar of gold and a bar of gold, and put them one at a time into a full tub of bath water, they should displace the same amount of water, and the same amount of water would spill out of the bathtub. And so Archimedes, realizing that if the crown was forged, it would spill out more water, ran out into the streets, exclaiming, "Eureka," or "I have found it." There are many other Eureka moments in the long history of science. You can think of Benjamin Franklin with his key and his kite discovering electricity. You can think of Isaac Newton with his apple discovering gravity. But there is one discovery which trumps even all of these, one which a man named Simeon elaborates on in our text for this morning. We read Luke chapter 2, verses 25 to 32. "And behold, there was a man in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And this man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Spirit was upon him. And it had been revealed to him by the Holy Spirit that he would not see death before he had seen the Lord's Christ. So he came by the Spirit into the temple, and when the parents, that is Mary and Joseph, brought in the child Jesus to do for him according to the custom of the law, he took him up in his arms and blessed God and said, 'Lord, now you are letting your servant depart in peace according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all peoples, a light to bring revelation to the Gentiles and the glory of your people Israel.'" Simeon's discovery of the Christ child in the temple in Jerusalem was even more dramatic and astounding and important than any of these other discoveries which you have previously mentioned, like density or electricity or gravity. That's kind of a remarkable statement when you think about it, and you think of all the day-to-day application of those principles, of those scientific principles, like mass. I have mass, you all have mass, everything around us has mass, and that works with the principle of gravity. How we move around, how we walk, how we run, jump, lie down, get up. I don't have to explain to all of you who are listening remotely how much we rely on electricity. Now, all of these things are important, but Simeon's discovery was more important because it had farther-reaching consequences than any of these physical sciences. It had eternal consequences. Our text says that Simeon was awaiting, and apparently, judging by his reaction, had found the consolation of Israel. Now, this is possibly a reference to Isaiah chapter 40, which reads, "Comfort, yes, comfort my people, says your God. Speak comfort to Jerusalem, and cry out to her that her warfare is ended, that her iniquity is pardoned." Now, that's an Advent text, one which we generally consider and which pops up when we are pondering the coming of the Messiah around Christmas time. But here, as we stand in the season of Epiphany, which we ponder the revealing of the Christ, we see it in a different light. And here in Luke 2, we have Simeon's Eureka moment. He had the Savior of the entire world revealed to him, the one who would end the spiritual warfare of his people by pardoning their iniquity. And he reacts accordingly, praising God in what we commonly know today as the Nunc Dimittis. It's really probably too beautiful a confession to try and summarize. But if one had to, you might be able to do it in three words. I found him. Have you had your Eureka moment yet? And that question needs a little bit of explanation, because there are some people who believe that it is necessary for a Christian to have a conversion experience when they accept the Lord Jesus into their hearts. Now, that is not a biblical principle. That's not what happened with Simeon here in our text, and that's not what we're talking about. Because a Christian says Eureka every day. Every problem you have has a solution. Every heartache you suffer from has a balm, and every fear you have has an assurance. And by the work of the Holy Spirit, we have found that in Christ. The Epiphany, the revelation of Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world, is our Eureka. And so we have found the answer to sorrow, to suffering, and most importantly, to sin. Did Christ really pay for every one of our sins on the cross? 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. All the promises of God in him are yes, and in him, amen, to the glory of God through us. Now, some people believe that when Simeon said, Lord, now let your servant depart in peace, that Simeon was an old man, and that God's promise to him that he would not die until he had seen the Lord's Christ meant that God was supernaturally preserving Simeon in his old age until he could see the Christ child. Now, that is a theory that is full of supposition. I mean, the idea that now that Simeon had come and seen the Christ child, that now he was ready to wander off and die doesn't really have a lot of scriptural basis. Just as likely, if not more so, Simeon was ready to leave the temple and go about his day, his week, his life in the peace of the Lord, being assured of his salvation in the knowledge of Christ. As we leave this 10-minute oasis of meditation in God's Word, having been led back to the revealing of Christ in his scriptures, the same place where we always find him, may the Lord let us, his servants, depart this place in peace. When we leave school today, when we leave home tomorrow morning to return to school, when we leave this campus at graduation, when we leave our homes to start new homes with a godly spouse, and finally when we are ready to depart this life being called by the Lord, may we, his servants, depart in peace according to his word. For our eyes have seen God's salvation, which he has prepared before the face of all people, a light to reveal his glory to the Gentiles and the glory of his people Israel. May we always depart in peace, because, Eureka, we have found him. Amen. We sing this morning hymn 126, verses 1, 4, and 5. 126, 1, 4, and 5.